Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joining us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, he covers the Guardians for the Chronicle Telegram. He does a great job of it. He's Chris Ossenheimer. Hello, Chris.
Chris, you are a great read, my friend. I love reading your stuff. Are you there? There
Chris?
You are. Hey, Chris.
Yep. Now I am.
There we go. Technology.
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah. I'm good. How are you guys?
You tell me. Cincinnati Reds just destroy the Guardians when the Guardians are on a roll, and there's Terry Francona sitting in the dugout, and there's Will Benson hitting four home runs in three games. What was going on?
Yeah, that wasn't great, was it? Compounding the fact that it was your old manager, first meeting with him outside of spring training, and then you compound that with Will Benson, one of your former prospects, going yard twice.
Your first round pick.
Yeah, it wasn't a great time. You know, Will Benson's interesting, man. I guess it's like any young guy, you know, some guys just get it later. But I felt like he had like a pretty, I remember him being up for, it seemed like an extended period of time. Maybe I'm not remembering correctly, but you know, now it looks like, who knows? He hit two home runs. It's just crazy how that happens. Like he hits two home runs, and of course it's against the Guardians.
Chris,
hit four home runs, two in one game, but four in the series. It was unbelievable.
My fault. Yes, that's crazy.
It is nuts. Does this organization have a lack of patience for guys like that? And if you thought it was Terry Francona, well, now he's back with Terry, and Terry's playing him. I just find it weird, you know, because Will Benson was a first-round pick. Nolan Jones was a second. We have John Kenzie Noel out there right now. They seem to be showing a little patience with him. Nolan Jones is back. They're showing some patience there. But these guys don't seem to be guys who last long or get a great long look here.
It's tough, though. I mean, there's a fine line. You know, how long do you wait for a guy? Look at how long they waited for Gabe Arias, and it's finally paying off now. So there's one on the other side, and sure, it's 2 months. I get that. But, you know, these guys, at least if you see like flashes and stuff like that from the guy during this, but in those situations, like Owen Miller, for instance, you know, I felt like he got a good long look. But they are being patient with Noel, I think out of necessity, and Nolan Jones as well, because they need something in right field. But it's tough, you know, they have to show these guys that when they come up, they got to show something quick or it's back down. And, you know, who knows if you get another chance. your shift in a trade or something like that.
All right. I said this for a minute yesterday on the show. We haven't really had a conversation. I've not heard one person say this back to me. So maybe I'm on an island, but watching a little bit over the weekend, I thought Cincinnati was a little arrogant every time they got a big hit or they scored a run.
Andy's been on this thing.
Well, I just you know, there's, you know how we always say in the background, there's the right way to play the game. And I don't have any problem with guys having fun. So, and maybe I'm just being sensitive because it wasn't the Guardians on the other side having fun, but they kind of came off as a little, maybe just me. I'm not one person that said anything to me, so maybe I'm wrong, but I'm wondering if you saw what I saw. I thought they were just a little too jubilant over scoring a run in a regular season game every once in a while. Tell me.
So I wasn't in Cincinnati, and I didn't watch a whole lot over the weekend.
Okay. That's a fair answer. We're good.
Because I was working.
Yeah.
But as far as that goes, I mean, I'm sure there was a little extra emphasis for those guys, you know? I mean, I can't imagine them not wanting to play hard for Tito, and it's his former team.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't leave under the greatest circumstances. I mean, I could see them having extra emphasis, but I guess I've never really thought of the Reds as that kind of team.
Yeah, neither had I. And maybe that's why I was so thrown by it. Yeah.
I think part of the reason is because they haven't won. So how are you going to be cocky when you're not winning?
Yeah.
And in this instance, they actually were winning. So I don't know.
And it's been a long time since they swept the Guardians / Indians. So I think it's been like 13 years since they've done that in a 3-game series.
What is it? The Ohio Cup?
Yeah. I was watching.
Isn't that basically all you need to say? Ohio Cup.
They had it.
That's
listen,
why they're acting that way.
On their post-game show on FanDuel, which they still have in Cincinnati, they had the trophy on the set with them. Like, awesome. Oh, man, the way I think of it, Lord Stanley's Cup and then the Ohio Cup. Yes. Great job, guys. Congrats.
Yeah,
and
funny.
That midseason thing the NBA gives out.
Oh, that's awful.
Chris Ostenheimer joining us. Covers the Guardians for the Chronicle Telegram and a big fan of the Ohio Cup. Does this mean anything right now? Guardians are in fourth place in the division. Now, there are 5 games out, and 2 teams are 4.5 out and half game ahead of them, the Twins and the Royals. But all of a sudden, they're in fourth place. That mean anything?
I don't think so. I think that you're going to see what we've seen so far is there's 4 pretty good teams in the Central Division. I mean, at one point, I think a week ago, 10 days, you had the top 3 teams in the American League were 1, 2, 3 in the Central. So I think I don't think anyone's going to run away with this division. The Tigers, I mean, I know what they did last year, but they still continue to surprise me. I know they have pitching, Mascubal and Flaherty and a good bullpen, but that lineup, just you look at it and you're like, okay, what? And I guess I better start recognizing Kerry Carpenter and Riley Green. I guess those guys, and now Javi Baez has found his old form. But I think that it's going to be all 4 of those teams. And no, I don't think, and I could see, you know, at least 3 of them making the postseason.
One thing that concerns me a little bit about where they are right now, I don't know if this team, and it could change in a heartbeat, I don't know if this team has the juice to put together a long winning streak or put together a really great stretch to catch up if they happen to fall behind early. I wonder.
That's certainly a concern. You're right, because the offense, I mean, it's been all right, but, you know, I mean, you got Jose and Manzardo basically carrying the load, and Stephen Kwan, obviously he's consistent. It's a concern, but I feel like all these teams are pretty equal. And I think that if they just, you know, if they continue, you know, they figured out their bullpen, it looks like that. with Class A looking a little more like himself. And, you know, I think that they can stay in it with that because they do – their starting pitching has been pretty good, you know, a little inconsistent, but pretty good over the last couple of weeks till Cincy. So, yeah, I don't see this getting away from them, but I share your concerns. I mean, certainly it's a possibility.
Thoughts on what they might be worried about on the corner of Carnegie and Ontario with Travis Bezzana getting right side soreness and kind of waiting to see what's going on with him.
I hasn't played in about a week.
Yeah, I don't know if you're hearing anything. I don't know if they officially kind of know what the deal is. But your thoughts on that and how nervous do you think that would make the front office if they're, you know, number one overall pick, number one prospect? You know,
clearly it's 20-year. Yeah. And they seem, you know, so many other prospects have been derailed by injuries. Chase DeLauder and George Valera, and it's certainly they're worried about that. Here we go again with probably the prized prospect in the last 5 to 10 years. So yeah, he's missing a week of games. So it certainly doesn't sound good. But with the injury concerns that they've had with their prospects before, I'm sure there's some anxious moments over at the corner of Carnegie, Ontario.
That is correct. Yes, it is still there, in case you're wondering.
Yeah.
Wait, if they put a soccer stadium on the other side, I wonder where that will be.
Could be the corner of Carnegie and Ontario, right?
It'd be on the other side of the freeway, so I don't know if there's another street over there.
Corner of Carnegie and Ontario on the other side of the freeway.
There you go. Fair enough. Okay.
Chris Ostenheimer joining us.
Good stuff.
Yeah, well, it sure is.
Mensa, baby, Mensa.
So riddle me this one, my friend. The rotation looks like what to you right now? Andy's guy, Slade, goes out and pitches well, does a nice job. Luis Ortiz has had some moments. Logan Allen's had some moments. I want to be optimistic about this. Should I be?
Yeah, I do. I do think you should be. And I understand, you know, having a little trepidation when that comes, because we've also seen some really bad starts from these guys.
Yeah.
And Gavin Williams still seems to be trying to find it, but you can tell that it's in there. And I mean, we got Bieber back thrown off the mound. So that hopefully will be a big boost. Can you imagine that could be your guy, you know, your trade act, your number one, if he's back to what he looked like two starts last year. But I think I understand the concerns. I guess I would say that I feel pretty good about where their rotation is and where it's going to go moving forward. It's not great that they lost Ben Lively to an injury. Hopefully that doesn't linger. But like I said, you got Bieber coming, and even, you know, 80% of Bieber, the guy, Cy Younger, you know. So that would be a nice boost. I think the rotation, like I said, I think we're all right there, at least right now. But you can never, you know. I mean, all it takes is another injury, and then we're talking about something else.
Last thing, quick thought: Arias at shortstop, Angel Martinez or Schneeman at second base. They good for the season that way?
Yeah, I'm not sure I see Brian Rocchio being able to hit himself back onto this roster. It's just he was so bad, and it was kind of a surprise to me. You know, after that postseason he had last year,
I agree.
You kind of felt like he was getting some confidence and he figured some things out. It must have been because he was the only guy getting pitched to. Because, it's looking like that's
a great point.
Yeah, that really is.
And it's looking like that could, I mean, really, what can he do outside of hit 520 home runs or some and that's not going to happen.
That's interesting. Chris, thanks, bud.
Thanks, Chris.
Your time.
We were going to make you pick the winner of the wiener dog race, but we're not going to do that to you. We're going to spare you. How's that sound?
I heard you guys talking about it, 100 miles per hour. My gosh.
I think there's a governor on those things. They're only going 80 or 70 or 80.
It's a flying hot dog right there.
You got the New York dog. We're going to give it to you. Congratulations.
I want it, yes.
All right,
love
it's yours.
New York City.
You're in.
All right,
I'm going to give you a dog.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Read him in the Chronicle Telegram, Chris Ostenheimer.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I gave it a little thought and I thought, yeah, well, if you have a team that might struggle to score runs from time to time, maybe it is a critical time for the Guardians. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Jeff Phelps, Andy Baskin, Dan Menigan, Meredith Kane. Good to be with you all today.
I agree with that, Jeff. I mean, they were what, a game and a half back on the Tigers just how long ago?
Right,
it wasn't
there.
That long ago. It was
all of a sudden they
10
have
days,
real,
a little bit more than 10 days.
They
now all of a sudden they're sitting in fourth place, five games back.
With a team that certainly could get hot, you know, at any time and start doing some things, mm-hmm. but a team that so far this season has struggled to find some offense.
The diff is minus 20 if you're playing at home, Cavalier fans. They've scored 20 less runs than they've given up.
Is that good?
No. As when you look at it, if you look at the AL Central, only the Guardians and White Sox have a negative diff. So look at it that way if you want to. But the White Sox are brutal. They're minus 57.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, the teams that are really – ooh. You want to guess what the Rockies are? Ouch.
Well, they're a mess.
They're minus 150. Oh, that's almost impossible. They're minus 150. Wow. So, I don't know. You look at this, I do think this is an incredibly crucial time for them. They just not that they have to go on a long winning streak. They just need to stay above 500. They need to keep their head above the water and not let the Tigers get too far away if they want to be competitive down the stretch run.
I just think the way that this team and again I've been impressed. They've done a nice job. You know, they still have a winning record. You have a winning record, you get a hot streak, you can do a lot of things. But just the way that this team has played so far, I would say it's been inconsistent but not bad. Do you know what I mean? They've not hit the ball to any great shakes yet.
No, although every once in a while they kind of fool you.
Well,
and you're like,
thought.
Is the offense coming? You know, like, so they're on a 4-game losing streak. Well, they're suspended, so we'll see what happens. Hopefully it doesn't become a 5-game winning streak here coming shortly. But you're also looking at the last two games against the Reds. They could not muster a run. And Slade Ciccone looked pretty good. The other day, I thought he was a refreshing change of pace for this team because of the, you know, they brought him in, they made a trade, and so I thought he looked pretty good the other day. I was happy to see that happen. But on the other side, you know, if you score four runs a game, should you be able to win? I'd say the answer is no, right? Five is that magic number, isn't it?
Runs scored, batting average, on base percentage. Right now, they're all ranked as a team. The Guardians are in the 20s.
Be nice if they could just play the Brewers every day.
And all of those things.
Wouldn't that be nice? 12 runs in 3 games.
Slugging percentage as well. They're all in the lower third of Major League Baseball right now. I don't know if that changes. You know, that I wish I could look and say, well, it's only a matter of time until. And I don't know if we can do that right now. I think clearly you have Juan Ramirez. I think Manzardo has shown that he can be a productive hitter for you. Guys like Martinez and Schneeman, if you're counting on them, I think you're in trouble. You know what I mean? They're mm-hmm. not the guys who you're looking for offense. This team has needed, I think, somebody like Nolan Jones or Jonkenzie Noel to really catch fire and put a pretty potent bat in the middle of that lineup, and that hasn't happened so far. They're both hitting well under 200 right now, and their productivity numbers aren't good. Noel has driven in just 9 runs, and Jones has driven in just 7. And, you know, that's your right field platoon. What are you supposed to get out of right field? Some pop.
Yeah.
And you're not getting it. And love Stephen Kwan in left field, but you're not going to pick up pop out of Stephen very often. You're going to get batting average. You get a guy who's on base. And I don't think you can count on anybody who's going to play second base. I don't think for big offense. I don't think you can count on Arias.
You can't count on the catching spot.
You can't count on catching. Yeah. I think you can count on Kyle Manzardo to be pretty productive, Andy. I don't think
he's I think he is the poster child for your inconsistent notion. Yeah, he comes up with timely hits, big hits, but the batting average doesn't reflect a guy that's going to overpower someone in a game. Am I allowed to look at batting average there? Just want to make sure.
I don't know. Dan might come in and yell at you.
I don't know. I think
he is leading the team in runs batted in, closely followed by Jose, closely followed by Carlos Santana, who, though Carlos isn't, you know, hitting great shakes batting average-wise, and there's that batting average, Dan's. If Dan weren't busy, he'd be yelling at us, right?
I know.
Now.
You're not allowed to talk about that.
I know.
That. What's his OBS? What's his OPS?
But between Santana and Manzardo and Ramirez, you've had 3 guys who have been relatively productive. And that's not enough for a Major League Baseball team. Andy, I don't
think. You
have
5 guys hitting over 250.
You can throw Kwan in. You know, Steven's productive. And in the leadoff spot, you're obviously not going to get the chances to drive in runs as much. But I just don't think you can have a team that you can count on when basically half of the guys in your lineup, you're keeping your fingers crossed that, hey, maybe tonight's the night they come up with a couple of key hits. Maybe that happens.
And when you look at that, he walked out of the room. I was going to start giving him trouble about
Dan?
War. Yeah.
No, he's hiding behind the wall that you can't see.
No, he's actually down the hallway. He's not even in there. I just saw him walk out. He's gone. Long
hey,
gone.
Dan, wave at Andy, would you?
Oh, you are there. I thought you were gone. I thought I saw you walking down there. We were talking about war. I couldn't believe you didn't want to come into this conversation.
Dan didn't even wave.
Stephen Kwan is 2.2 war. I mean, what more could you
Some
ask for?
Some of us work sporadically on this show.
You do? Yeah, let me know when that starts.
You guys aren't very nice to each other.
It's just weird. He was hiding in there. It was weird. He walked into here, and then someone walked down the hallway. It looked like he walked out the door.
It was an
optical illusion.
It wasn't him. The thing that's scary here to me, you know, you look down at AAA and you don't really, there aren't guys that are banging down the door that, you know, you got to bring me up. And the thought of DeLauder is intriguing. You know, when he's healthy enough and ready enough, maybe he gets his look. But right now in right field, you got Nolan Jones, you got Jonkenzie Noel, Will Brennan is there. And it just screams, could somebody please take control of this thing? And nobody really is. And I don't think you're going to do anything but platoon out there. And when you get DeLauder up here, I would think you're not going to platoon, but who knows when he's going to be up here? Is it this year? Is it next year? Is it ever?
Don't you think that C.J. Kafis is the guy that's on the fast track
to
come up?
No, I think it's DeLauder when he's good to go.
I don't know how they can avoid him.
I don't think it's your guy Kafis.
I do. How do they not?
I think you just, if he comes up and you're going to think he's in right field, then he's just going to be one of the mix, and you're going to trade somebody. You're going to trade Noel, you're going to trade Nolan Jones. Nolan's out of options. You can't send him down.
92.3 The Fan. Breaking news.
This is courtesy of the Cleveland Guardians infielder Travis Bazzana. Reported right side flank soreness after swinging during Akron's game on May 14th. After submitting to an MRI and being assessed by the club's physical group, Bazzana was diagnosed with an internal oblique strain. Similar injuries typically have an 8 to 10 week return to play timetable. Bazzana will travel to Goodyear, Arizona to begin his rehab. So Travis Bazzana, 8 to 10 week injury with an internal oblique strain.
Am I jumping the gun to say, okay, we can cool all the talk about Travis Bazzana jumping up to the majors this year?
No.
I think that pretty much silences it.
Wait a second. So 10 weeks from now, I'll get some down. Just looking. What do you got?
Two more weeks? 10 weeks,
Two and a half months. So they put us at the beginning of August.
And he'd be, but he'd be coming back to the AA team in the beginning of August. You're not going to go on. You're not going to go out and train and try and rehab in Arizona and then jump to the majors.
Didn't you just say he's going to Arizona right now to rehab?
He's going to rehab. Doesn't mean
he's going to rehab at Goodyear.
Okay, so
You're going to rehab him and jump him to the majors?
No, I come back and play a little bit in the minors and then bring him up at the end of the. It's the end of the year.
That's not happening.
I mean, I know the rules are different for how many guys you're going to bring up, but I don't bring
him up. That's not happening.
If he's ready to go,
not happening.
If he's ready to play, why wouldn't you? I mean, I guess you want to wait, you know, so you can get him for an extra year on a contract. Although I know that those rules have changed too, but I. Good. You cleared the way. I want to see Kafis anyway. So I want to see CJ Kafis come up. The guy's hitting 371.
Well, he doesn't play second base.
Just find a way. They need the bat. They switch these guys left and right from second base to outfield. Outfield. I mean, now you got guys learning to become a pitcher that was an outfielder. I mean, it's all just shuffle. It's all Rubik's Cube. Figure out how to get somebody to the right spot.
Play second base.
I'm not saying he's playing second base, but. Something's going to happen for a reason that he's going to end up here. Give the guy. I want to see this guy.
Okay. Well, maybe at some point he does. But, you know, he's a left fielder or he's an outfielder or a first baseman because he's a left-hander. So, you know, he's not going to play anywhere else. Bazzana out, folks. So there goes one great storyline out the window, at least as far as coming to the majors this year. And that's a shame. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.